If you are interested in starting your own podcast, we use Buzzsprout because it is simple and easy to use. Buzzsprout can get your show listed on every major platform while giving you the resources for a great podcast website, audio players that can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening to your podcast, and tools to promote your episodes. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and that is why over 100,000 podcasters are already subscribed to Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Following the link in our episode descriptions lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you. So in return, you will receive a $20 Amazon gift card from Buzzsprout while signing up for a paid plan. Most importantly, every subscription through our link is always appreciated and helps support our show so we can continue delivering the quality content that you guys listen to. That being said, back to the show.
All right.
We're going to get into it for real.
Let's get into our sesh. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Hello, and welcome to Comic Book Junkies. I'm Andrew.
This is Joe.
And this time we're coming at you from the dojo. The Joe Diggs. He's got us out here. He's been working on the new crib, if you've heard. And, you know, it's our first time breaking in the new recording studio. We're going to go over some more battles. Last time we did individual characters. This time we're going into more team battles. But, Joe, how's it going? How's it feel to be recording in the new Diggs?
I still don't have everything set up yet. I don't have any of like my comic book stuff up, but I did finally get some shelves for my comics so I could organize them that way. I love the new table that we're recording on. Just a different vibe than my old space when we were recording. So pretty excited to record here moving forward. Excited in general. This is episode 99. Next week we'll be hitting episode 100. So it's a huge milestone for us. So this one we're keeping it pretty light, just having fun. I don't think either of us have notes, but we had such a good time with the battles last week that we decided to do team battles this week. So that being said, do you just want to get right into it?
Yeah, let's get into it. And like Joe said, these are team battles and it is mostly just on vibes. Like we said, we're not getting into every feat that each character's done or whatever. We're basically just not a popularity contest, but off vibes. So with that, first battle, Justice League versus the Avengers. Who do you take?
So I don't know if it's important to, I guess, mention what the exact team would be because they expand and add and subtract all the time. But I guess if you're just considering these teams as like the traditional set, like your Superman, Batman, Green Lantern, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Flash type ordeal versus like Cap, Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, etc. I'm going Justice League, not just because I lean DC, but I feel like the DC characters in general are more godlike in the sense that Wonder Woman is like this Amazonian warrior and Aquaman can like withstand pressures like all the way at the bottom of the ocean, and like Green Lantern has like all of space, and Superman just has like every power set you can think of. Whereas like with the Avengers, you got like a super soldier, you got a guy in a robot costume. You know, like obviously Hulk and Thor are pretty big threats, but in the same breath, I just don't think that they face villains like Thanos who have the capacity of like a godlike presence. But in the same sense, I just don't think that there is well equipped or as powerful as the Justice League.
No, like I agree with you. I don't think like the power sets match up really. It's mostly like Hulk and Thor versus most of the Justice League. Like I think Batman alone could like work Hawkeye and Black Widow. So I don't know like how they're gonna like fight a Green Lantern, the Flash, and especially like if they're teaming up and it's not just a bunch of like one-on-one fights. I feel like Batman's the superior strategist of the two teams. Superman's the strongest overall, in a sense. I mean, we discussed the Hulk and Superman thing last time, but, you know, I feel like there's a lot more ways to work around it. Green Lantern using constructs is, like, broken in a way. Like, I don't know how you really beat him.
And then Flash, like, do you really have a solution to that in the Marvel Universe? The fastest character, like, ever?
Quicksilver or the Whizzer, which, who gives a fuck?
Right. So I just don't see the Avengers winning that one, and I don't want to make this one short, but in the same breath, I feel like it's the most obvious one of the team battles that we got lined up for you guys today.
I don't know if it's the most obvious, because let's go through a couple other ones. The next one I have is the X-Men versus the Justice Society of America. So we've got the mutant ragtag crew. Like we said, think about the originals, I would say. You can even imagine the 1975, the 70s team, if you want to go with like the new team or a mix of that. But we're not getting into the fray there. Versus the JSA, which are like the geriatric squad. I guess you can say in their prime or whatever. But Green Lantern, the Flash and a lot of Justice League similar characters, Dr. Fate, Dr. Midnight, whatever.
Spectre.
Well, if we're putting Spectre on the team, I think it's pretty obvious he's winning.
Yeah, and I don't want it to be as quick as the last one either, but I don't know. I think the X-Men might be one of my favorite teams of all time. Like, they're up there with the Avengers and the Justice League, and I think because of their teamwork. You know, like, I love Cyclops and the way they all operate. But in the same breath, I mean, Spectre alone is going to put the whooping on them. And then you got Dr. Fate, Green Lantern, Flash. I like the X-Men better, but I have to go with the Justice Society of America on this one. Just from just raw ability.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think, what was it? Like, really, it's kind of the same way. They only have one or two characters that are really prepared to handle that many strong people at a time. So, like, namely, like, Jean Grey, whether she has the Phoenix or not, would be capable. And then, I guess you could argue Iceman, but that always feels wrong to me because I always think he's kind of a bitch. But apparently he's, like, an Omega-level mutant, so, like, those two, it's like the Hulk and Thor thing, like, going against the JSA, which... You know what? Kind of pivoting off that, since we're kind of definitive on the JSA winning, do you think the JSA would handle the Avengers the same way the Justice League would? Let's also just go with, let's just say that the Spectre's not on the team for the time being, because he's literally like act of God, almost. So,
sure. I don't know. You think Jean Grey could handle Dr. Fate?
Maybe. Because it's magic versus like a cosmic entity, and I don't know in terms of power scaling who's... stronger. I feel like the Phoenix like force is pretty damn strong.
Okay, so like let's say those two cross each other out, and then you got like Cyclops, Wolverine, Colossus, Nightcrawler, etc. against old Green Lantern, old Flash.
Yeah.
Spectre not involved. I would be okay saying the X-Men have a chance in winning that fight.
Yeah.
Can't forget about Hawkman.
Yeah, like Hawkman versus Wolverine.
That would be a fight.
It would be a fight. Metal on metal, just hitting his metal bones with his mace. Would it dent it? Would be sick. We should see that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think that's a more even matchup. What's your answer, Burger?
Between the JSA and the Avengers?
Yeah.
Shit. I'm going the Avengers if we're doing JSA Avengers. Like, if there's no Spectre. If there's Spectre, that's kind of hard to deal with because he can deal with, like, most tough shit in the DC universe. Like... Anti-Monitor type stuff, like he can fight him, and I don't know that the X-Men or the Avengers could handle that since they got worked by Thanos, but either way, but without the Spectre, I would say probably for sure then.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think the Avengers could beat the JSA without the Spectre.
Without the Spectre because the Hulk and Thor. I don't think anybody outside of the Spectre can handle the Hulk. I don't think anybody, honestly, outside of Superman can handle the Hulk, so I guess that's where it would come down to for me.
Yeah, whether or not Spectre is involved in that crew or not. Okay, that's cool.
Let's change it up, though, and get like to a little bit of a smaller team, maybe a weirder one. I don't even know if this is a good matchup, but it's kind of like a 4-for-4, like Wendy's. Fantastic Four or the Doom Patrol?
I already locked in two DC ones. I think this is where I pivot and give it to Marvel.
Yeah, I agree. I actually don't even know how close it truly is, since the Doom Patrol are kind of like a X-Men type team rather than the FF, but I don't think that the Fantastic Four... has any glaring weaknesses that could be exploited by the Doom Patrol. Because let's say the Robot Man is going up against a thing. The thing's going to clobber him. Well, Mr. Negative, I don't really know how you deal with that. I don't know. Because the skill sets are kind of weird. I feel like Robot Man kind of doesn't have a place, but I feel like everybody else could kind of do something. But in terms of team strength, I feel like the Fantastic Four are just too well-rounded with like all the weird shit that Invisible Woman can do, with whether it's like just being invisible or force fields or whatever the hell else she can do nowadays.
I think Reed Richards too smart, too.
Oh, facts. Yeah. Doom Patrol is pretty dumb in comparison. I mean, they have like Niles Calder, but that's just a smart guy in a wheelchair. Yeah. I'm sorry. He can, all he could do is tell dumb people what to do.
It's like Hawking.
Yeah. Stephen Hawkman. That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, I don't know. The Fantastic Four is, I think, the best four-man squad out there, so I'm giving it to the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was just trying to think of, like, who even, like, what DC teams are even small enough to put up against them, you know? Like,
no.
Because it feels like the, like, DC teams all have, like, 7 to 10 people on them.
I got one that maybe we're not prepared for, speaking of, like, four-man crews.
Which one are we prepared for?
Fantastic Four versus the Defenders.
Well, we kind of talked about that with Hulk and Thing. The Defenders, for sure. Defenders work their ass. Like,
isn't that crazy, though?
Doctor Strange, Namor, Silver Surfer, and the Hulk.
Yeah.
It's like the strongest team that there ever was.
I almost think they could give the Avengers an ass whooping.
I think they could. Because, I mean, Silver Surfer has the power cosmic. Well, the Hulk is... like infinite steroids. Doctor Strange is the best magic user in that universe, and then Namor is just an angry fish man that fucks with the Fantastic Four by himself. Like, they're always like, don't let him get in the water as he's in the water. It's like, okay. It's like, I don't think they're equipped to handle more than him.
That's crazy. The Defenders could do some serious damage,
right?
It's kind of a slept-on group.
Right, I just don't know, like, in what context they get together.
Yeah, it's like the teamwork isn't really there, and, like, the...
No, it's a bunch of psychopaths. Bunch of pissed-off weird guys.
Yeah, but if you could get them to work together, like, dang.
Right, but it's like, who do they fight? It's like, it'd have to be, like, Galactus and, like, Annihilus, like, every time.
Every time.
Who else? Like, anybody else they're gonna toss up. Couldn't even get an issue out of it.
No. Just like this episode.
Facts.
Dang. All right. Well, do we got any others on the list?
Yeah, we got... I only got one more, to be honest with you, and I don't know how this one really goes either, but the Teen Titans... I guess we can go New Teen Titans or the OGs, or both, versus the Guardians of the Galaxy, which I guess you'd probably want to do the more current team since that's the only one people know about, unless you're like a real OG and for some reason you like the old one. I don't. So,
I mean, I like the Teen Titans a lot better, but let me think about these matchups real quick.
Well, Drax is prepared to kill Thanos. Gamora's an assassin level thing. Peter Quill's a bitch. Groot's a tree man, so that's kind of tough to deal with as a teenager. And then Rocket Raccoon is just a raccoon with guns. But, I mean, a raccoon with guns would fuck me up, so I don't know. But then you got Robin. I mean, if you want to go, what, New Teen Titans then?
Yeah, so Robin's going to fight...
Peter Quill. He's going to beat him up. You could probably beat up the raccoon since he's used to dealing with people with guns. And, I mean, he's just going to be general leadership, but then...
But then you got...
Cyborg... But then it's like, do we have Nerf Cyborg where he's just like regular Cyborg, or do we have fucking New 52 Boom Tube Cyborg, Mother Box Cyborg, which I don't really like. And then Starfire is pretty strong. I'm sure she can handle Gamora in some capacity.
Yeah.
Raven is strong as hell. So that's pretty tough because she's
Beast
got...
Boy would take on the raccoon.
Facts. You know what? I think the Teen Titans could win that. Because what was what's his face? They used to fight.
Do you got Donna Troy on that team too?
Well, I mean, I'm wondering that. Would you have Kid Flash as well? Because he was there for a good time.
Whoo! You got Donna Troy and Kid Flash, and Teen Titans are winning that every time. But then you're kind of outnumbering the Guardians.
Yeah.
And then you got Speedy, too.
What if you go with, like, the OG team, where you are, it's Donna Troy, Wally West, Aqualad, and Robin?
I'm giving it to the OG team because, like, Wally West, I think, is even stronger than Barry Allen.
Even as a child?
Not as a child, but that potential.
As a teen, rather?
He's still pretty dang good as a teen.
He is pretty dang good as a teen. And Donna Troy is just Wonder Woman Jr.
Yeah.
Aqualad has a terrible haircut, but he's pretty strong.
Yeah.
He's got a terrible outfit.
Robin is Batman Light, so I...
But they're also teenagers. But you gotta figure Peter Quill's... mental teenager. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, he is. And then they learn from the best, though. It's not like they're just, like, going out there the first time. They're kind of raised for that role. You know what I mean?
Groomed, even.
Okay.
I mean, their wards and shit. And it's like, what? Is that even a thing nowadays? Oh, like, man. Let me go find a kid. That's my ward. It's like, okay, can't Nancy Pelosi. Just kidding.
I just think the DC universe is way stronger than the Marvel universe.
Yeah, we've been kind of, like, we said we are just going off vibes, and that tends to be DC vibes from what we're saying, but it does feel, in terms of, I don't know, I guess that's pretty subjective, but I feel like they're more well-equipped to handle bigger problems than the Marvel universe, but that's purely just my thoughts escaping my brain. I don't know in what context anyone beats them. A world with a Superman doesn't really feel like they're going to lose.
All right, I got one for you. What's the best Marvel team between the Avengers, the X-Men, and the Fantastic Four? And the Defenders.
In terms of strength, I think we covered the Defenders, but I feel like in terms of team, the Fantastic Four, because they're like the OG team, and even though it's like a bunch of weird familiar, it's like a family, though. The ultimate team is family. But then again, it's just like the X-Men. Well, the X-Men are really well run, but at the same time, are they? Because of how many different incarnations of the team there are? There's always some type of weird new leader. So it's just like,
if you're talking about like the giant size X-Men team, I'm giving it to the X-Men. I think that the X-Men could take the Fantastic. Let's leave the Defenders out of it.
But it feels like they're always changing leaders, and it's like in the NFL, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. It's like they have like four leaders, so do they really have one? Because like they're Cyclops, at a certain point it's Storm, and then you got to remember that Professor X is always meddling and shit.
But you got a team full of leaders.
You could have a team full of quarterbacks, but you can only play one. Who's in charge, bro? You got to have unity on the front.
I mean, if they're all together, I think Cyclops is leading that team.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But they're all equipped to be individual leaders. And that's why it's so hard for me to...
But then what about Captain America, who's arguably a better leader?
He's probably the best leader of any of the groups, but I feel like the preparedness of the X-Men... I don't know, like every X-Men book I've ever read, they're always like doing some kind of simulation thing where they're like preparing to work as a team. And like...
Those guys sure do gotta practice a lot. Doesn't look like the Avengers do.
The Avengers are just kind of already battle ready, and you don't really see the behind the scenes, like the working out and the, yeah. You know.
Well, the X-Men do play baseball together. That's a good team building exercise.
Yeah.
Fastball special. I don't know. It's tough because you're either saying like who's like the well-oiled machine, who's just naturally good at coordinating, or which one's a fucking family. And then the Defenders, I think we agreed that they have like little to no infrastructure. They just show up together.
Yeah. It's like the four buffest people, you know.
There's free trend down here. But I don't know, man. To be definitive, it's X-Men or the Fantastic Four, I think. Fantastic Four is a family, but there's also only four of them. It's pretty easy to coordinate four people.
I mean, do you see anybody with the Fantastic Four beating Jean Grey?
Well, they, like, put the hurting on Galactus.
It's true.
So, I mean, in theory, yeah. I mean, if the X-Men can, in theory, handle Jean Grey...
But, I mean, it takes all four of them to handle Galactus. Nobody just straight up goes against Galactus.
But that's anybody. I don't think that... Do you think the X-Men could take Galactus?
And it takes, like, the whole X-Men to fight Jean Grey. So it's just, like, Jean Grey takes out any one of those Fantastic Four members. And then you got the rest of the X-Men versus the other three.
True. But that's assuming the Phoenix Force. Because, like, even in the recent comics, it's like... The X-Men keep getting worked by just humans and robots.
That's true. Yeah, if you think of Days of Future Past, like, it's just like, and the they can't even stuff? Beat the Sentinels, so it's...
Yeah, like House of X and all that, too. It's like they're on their own island, and they're still getting tossed up by just humans making robots. Even if they're, like, half android robots.
Yeah, they do seem a little...
Weak against robots.
I wasn't going there, but that sounds better than what I was gonna say, so we'll go with that.
And I think that the Fantastic Four have ample experience beating robots. Dr. Doom makes one for every day of the week, and hell, I think even the Dragon Man is a robot, and yeah, they fight aliens all the time. Super Skrull.
So Fantastic Four is Marvel's best team.
You can't beat family, Joe. They're not a team. They're more than that. Except if they get a divorce or... Because Reed is a shithead, so...
Yeah, he's pretty cold.
But you kind of need to be cold to be calculated that way, so he ain't thinking with his heart or his pecker. He's thinking with his head, which I respect, actually. So yeah, fuck it. Fantastic Four. Final right. answer.
Lastly, what's DC's best group?
The Justice League.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Justice League would work the JSA.
Yeah. Well,
with or without the Spectre.
Because at that point, you're coming down to how Superman deals with the Spectre.
Right.
But he's weak to Spectre isn't really magic, though. But he is. But it's, like, supernatural, because it's, like, God. But then are we calling God magic? That's heresy. I'm just kidding. I don't know, you know? Because the Spectre... But he's, like, God's, like, wrath. Like, would he interfere with Superman? Like, would they fight? Because isn't there, like, some type of, like, precondition for him to even get involved?
Right.
Like, and it would have to be, like, an evil Superman. And at that point, you'd have to write the Spectre as winning. But, like, there's nobody on the JSA proper that could handle Superman.
No.
And even if so, like, you still have Wonder Woman and everybody else, like, coming to beat your ass anyways.
Right.
Yeah, Justice League.
Easy.
Justice League always finds a way.
And cool. And I guess lastly, our two groups, Justice League versus the Fantastic Four. Justice League's four.
Superman.
Superman takes the Fantastic
Superman
Four.
Superman beats everyone. I mean, honest, though. I mean, if we want to get down to it, Superman beats Goku, too. But also, shouts out, rest in peace, Akira Toriyama, to all the manga and anime fans out there that we've accumulated. One of the goats of our childhood.
Seriously.
Yeah, so... No disrespect to Goku, but shouts out him. Superman beats everyone.
Agreed. Well,
that's our team discussion for today, as far as I can cut it, you know. Let's wrap it up with our comic pickups we got. Didn't get anything too crazy. I actually got something on the way over here, which is actually fun. It kind of ties in. Donna Troy. It's what? One of the issues in the 20s from the 1960s original series?
23?
I think it's 23. I didn't even
look.
It's
that black cover, right?
I pull up the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that in the bin. It looks like they refilled it at the LCS. I was like, nice. I was looking for that. And they had it marked for $7, and I got it for $5.25. So I was like, very cool. So just a small pickup, but, you know, big Donna Troy guy here. And then you actually picked up something today, too, on your way back.
Yeah, Superman's girlfriend Lois Lane issue 105. I want to say it's the issue right before Lois Lane
goes black but then does turn back.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only person to ever do it.
But the significance of that issue is its first app. No way. Because its first app was it Rose and Thorn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you
just
think they have Bush? I'm sorry.
The third personality.
Oh, fuck. You put them together, their team name's Bush. We're all on Bush. The team, Bush team. Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. But I like the title in general. I've always wanted an issue one. I'm starting to get some of the key issues from that run. And just a big Superman fan in general. So something you find at an antique store. Couldn't pass it up. Pretty cheap. But last thing I'll say, I guess, before we wrap this episode, got some good news to you. It's been a long time, but we are going to be reading something for our 100th issue.
Yeah.
Or at least reviewing some content. So very, very excited for that. And I appreciate you guys listening.
I co-sign all of that. And if you want to keep up with us, CBJ Pod on Instagram is the best way to do it. Comic Book Junkies, we're on YouTube. We're on everywhere you find these podcasts. I mean, you are listening to it, aren't you? Tell a friend, rate, review, subscribe if you can. It helps the algorithm, which in turn helps us by finding more junkies to spread the good word with. But other than that, we do appreciate you for hanging in there, listening with us. And if you're new here, we appreciate you trying us out for the first time. With that, thank you, and we'll catch you again next time.
Thanks, guys.